Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Saturday, December 10th. Written by Robert Setzer, pastor at Mount Pisgah Missionary Baptist Church, Gastonia, and a School of Divinity graduate. Read by Matthew Tesnier.
This story concerns a favored but childless wife named Hannah. After praying to God, she has a son named Samuel, which means name of God. The Song of Hannah is a hymn of praise to Yahweh that Hannah sings celebrating the birth of Samuel. Its insertion here was no doubt due to the reference to the barren. The song is one of praise of Yahweh's power, against which mortal opponents can do nothing. Life and death, honor and dishonor, all these and more are under Yahweh's direction. God's power is not despotic. However, God will judge everyone by moral standards and will give strength to the Davidic king. This song was probably the model for the Song of Mary, found in Luke 1, 46-55. Christ's coming was announced by a forerunner as recorded in Isaiah 43. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." This prophecy was fulfilled in John the Baptist as recorded in Luke 3:3, "And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins." In a similar sense, both John the Baptist and Jesus had the same goal of bringing salvation to God's people. John the Baptist did this through preaching repentance for the forgiveness of sin, while Jesus, on the other hand, preached the good news to the poor and the year of the Lord's favor. The message of John the Baptist pushes further against the divisions caused by differences in social status. As the pathway is being prepared in Luke 3:4, seemingly an impossible task must be accomplished. Valleys must be filled and mountains leveled, curves straightened and rough places smoothed. The image of these words reflects a powerful construction force, grinding up everything in its path. God's highway will roll over every obstacle of unbelief or idolatry. As God's people this Advent season, we must prepare for the King. Prayerfully, we will straighten out our lives through repentance of sin. The important words quoted from Isaiah say, "Then all people will see the salvation sent from God." This showed Luke's non-Jewish audience that salvation was for all people and not just for the Jews alone. John the Baptist called all humankind to prepare to meet Jesus. This must then become obvious to all believers, even more so during the Advent season. May God continue to bless you and your families during the grandest time of the year, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.